Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we just continue to pray for each and every one of us, Father God. And we're praying for our pastor. We're praying that you will continue to keep him, Father God, and watch over him and protect him, Lord, from danger seen and unseen, Father God. Plead the blood of Jesus on him and on each and every one that is listening and those that are listening by internet as well, Father God, including myself. But Father God, we just continue to ask you to open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word, that we're able to share this word with others. We give you praise, and we're thanking you, Father God, for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Pastor, are you with us? Praise God. Well, our pastor had been teaching about being strong in the Lord. We need to know where our help comes from, where our strength comes from. And the Word of God tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. Well, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. So happy, Pastor, you took over. I have no idea what happened. I was listening to the music. Were you all able to hear the music, Pastor?
I didn't hear any music, Pastor.
Okay, well, that song was by Tamla Mann, Take Me to the King. But happy ever, I thank you for the prayer and for the introduction. And I appreciate you, and God bless you. I want to add to that prayer list, Pastor's Gina, mother, and the brother named Brother Eddie, and I want to pray for him and his family, so we want to add that to that list. Also, we want to pray for Muffles. That's my daughter. She had an MRI, and or she's on the way, or she's had one. Let me hear back from her. But I'm just believing by faith that she's okay. And so we decreed and declared, we put ourselves in agreement with you. Thank you so much, Pastor, for everything. And yes, we have been talking about being strong and in the power of his power. I want to put it like that, his power. Big difference. And so I'm going to ask Pastor, the scripture you were getting ready to read, you want to go on and read that scripture, Pastor?
That was Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and this verse is...
verse.
We're going to start with 10. Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as I get my page here. Reading from the King James. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That was verses 10 and 11.
Amen. If you're going to stand, brothers and sisters, especially this day and time, you're going to have to be strong in God's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put it like that. Because the fight that you're getting ready to fight, you need all the armor. But you got to be strong in the Lord. I was looking at this battle with Ukraine and Russia. There's some people, they got the uniform on, but they wasn't strong. They turned around. They got their bulletproof jackets. They got the whole uniform. They got guns, but they weren't strong in what they were doing. They dropped their weapons. And some of them deported themselves over there to Canada. defected to Canada, I should say. Brothers and sisters, Christians need to realize who they are and what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most fascinating scriptures is to teach us about sonship. And you have to see yourself as part of that army. Now, you may not read it like that, but if you'll understand it, you can understand it like that. In 1 John 3 and 1, would you read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. 1 John 3 and 1. And he's reading from the King James. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Amen.
Yeah. That sounds good, but let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you look at that, that's marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
God has did something real marvelous here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a marvelous thing here. For us as believers, he has taken him out of the world, and we've been placed in his world. I just think that's remarkable myself. I mean, I don't know. Especially when I couple that with John 17, 15 and 16. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that in St. John 17, 15 and 16. Now, don't get lost in this, brothers and sisters. What marvelous love the Father has extended. Just look at it, he said. Just look at it. We are called children of God. Now, if you get caught up in the love part, you miss it. What I want you to see is the fact that you are called children of God. So whatever's in God ought to be in you.
Amen.
So the reality of the thing is that we're his children. We're his sons. We've been taken out from the enemy. We've been delivered.
Thank you, Lord.
The message of the Bible says, man, you don't have no idea who he is or what he is. You have no idea, my friend, what we really are. We're just like God's children. Literally. We've been adopted.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Pat.
And was that 15, Pastor?
Yeah, 15 and 16, chapter 17.
Okay. Reading from the King James. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that the world shouldest keep them from the evil one. Let me read that again. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen.
See, in Christ's teaching, and I shared this with you all yesterday, and I think I'm going to go back with this for today. You got to know, brothers and sisters, who you are. You got to know it. And then you got to know what time it is. You got to know that you're in the fourth quarter. So what they do in the fourth quarter, they put up four fingers. And everybody around there, they know what that means. That's a signal. Four fingers mean you're in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Forget what has happened already. It doesn't matter. You're getting ready to win this thing now. And it doesn't matter what the score is. It's the fourth quarter. Everybody start chest bumping and high-fiving. Hey, man, we couldn't make it do what it do now. And they rate, and they put up four fingers.
Yeah.
Because they want to win now. And I don't know where the energy come from. It come from within.
Yeah.
Some people think it's getting hype. Well, call it what you want to call it. But it's motivation. And sometimes on this battlefield, you need to be motivated. You need to decree and declare who you are. You need to start fighting. See, this is the battle right there, brothers and sisters. It's within you. But you got to speak that thing. You got to call those things to be not as though they are. You got to say, I'm redeemed.
Yeah.
You got to act like you're a son of God. What manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us, that he make us like him, bless God. You like the Father, man. The same stuff in the Father's in you now. It's the fourth quarter. We're a team here. Are we finna do something? Put the four fingers up, man. It's the fourth quarter. We're going to let it all hang out now. We don't care. We don't care if we 20 down. I watched the Falcons the other day. Man, they had been down 21 to nothing. Here it is, the fourth quarter. They put up four fingers. Oh, we get ready to make it happen. And probably if the referee hadn't cheated, they might have did that, but they was protecting old Tom Brady. But that's a whole nother story. But the point I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, you're in the fourth quarter. You got to win this thing now. You got to remember who you are. You're the very righteous people of God. And you got to start confessing that. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. That's what I got to do. We got to confess. See, this is the doctrine of Christ, brothers and sisters. It's his redemptive work that we don't realize is in us. That's what he put in us. But we got to get that thing activated. And the way you do that, by speaking it.
Amen.
So that's what he means when he said being strong in the Lord. You speaking what you are. If you're a member of a team, you go like, whatever the team is, it doesn't matter. You start professing that name. I know there's schools you go to, you have to hit the wall. Notre Dame, you have to hit the wall. You know, the Alabama Crimson Tide, man, they got this big elephant. You got to hit that thing. You get motivated. You got to get into what they're into. Yeah, and you got to become one. You got to become one with that spirit. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, brother. You got to become one with who you are. You're part of Christ, man.
Amen.
Yeah. That's who you are. That's what you are. Over in, and I want to tell you, brother, sister, it's not really a mystery when you think about it. You can have what you say, but people say what they have. But you can start speaking life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You're part of the redemptive work. So the doctrine of Christ has to do with the redemptive work. We're going to look at Colossians 1 and 20. Colossians 1 and 20. I want y'all to see this. This is who you are. It's the fourth quarter, man. You got to start speaking. You got to start hollering. You got to start fist bumping and chest. I mean, you got to get excited, man.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Colossians 1 and verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Amen.
Yeah. Bishop and sisters, we've been reconciled, man. The debt been paid. Start confessing what the word of God say you are. And start, because in Colossians 2 and 11 through 17, read that one, Pastor, if you would, please. Colossians 2, 11 through 17. Read that for me, please.
Okay, Pastor. And whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who had raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath been quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having full principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Amen.
Yeah. Listen, brothers and sisters, I can stop and tell you all day long about these scriptures, but I want you to have that assurance that you are a child of God. I want it to be just as real to you as you are. It's very important that you have the word to say that, but it's more important that you have that assurance, having that assurance of the abiding of those words living in you. And you began to quote them. You began to listen to them. And then you began to say things like, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You know, you began to say things like, I've been delivered from the power of darkness. See, then you get that assurance of, wait a minute, man, this thing is real. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So the power of darkness no longer cover you. Because you're a child of God. You're in another atmosphere.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you're part of a divine nature now.
Yeah, thank you.
See, you never ever reach this unless you start confessing that.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be more than a believer. You gotta confess, I am a child of God. You need to hear that. You need to hear yourself saying, I fashion myself like Christ.
Yes.
You need to tell yourself, hey, I'm like Christ. You're in the fourth quarter. Hey, they did it last year for the championship. We're going to do it this year. We're going to do this thing, man. They're not going to hold us back. They ain't no better than we are. See, you got to hear yourself say who you are. You're not ordinary.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. So you better off shouting this thing than to doubting this thing.
Amen. Say that now.
That's why it's better to rise than to fall.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's better to let the glory out than keep sadness in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's better to have the glory out than to have no glory at all.
Amen.
Yeah, you operate in the glory of God, man.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Brother and sister, I want to tell you, we believe with the heart. We believe with the heart unto righteousness. You got to believe with the heart. How you believe? You believe by confessing. That's why when I tell you that you're to be strong in the power of the Lord and his might, the secret is in that power.
Amen.
And then when you begin to confess that, then Acts 19:15 to become a reality. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? They're going to say, oh, I know you, Pastor Bill. I know
That's
you,
right.
Joanne.
Praise God.
Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Joanne, I know. Now, who are you? They watch the glory of God in your life. Them demons, they know you. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, our trust is in God, brothers and sisters.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
No reason Paul said over that. I mean, I can hear him saying that. It's like the it's sort of like it's jumping off the page in 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. We have such through Christ toward God. I mean, this is where it's at, man. Everything we have is in Christ. That's what makes us perfect. That's why we're perfect people. See, God is perfect, and his people are perfect.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. But I just want to encourage everyone. I want you to be comforted, brothers and sisters, to know that this war that you're fighting, you need the divine power. You need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that you know that redemption is on your side. How do I know that? In Ephesians 1, well, we might read that in Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. I give you a whole lot of scripture. Ephesians 3 and 1, 3 through 14. Ephesians 2, 14 through 22. But I'm going to ask Pastor Shea to read Ephesians 1, 3 through 14.
Okay, that's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were filled with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Amen.
Listen, brother and sister, you got to have faith in Christ, man.
Amen.
To even receive this. He's talking about the love that the Father had bestowed upon us before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
Get with that one, huh? Get with that one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
He's bringing us all together and all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. You know, we're talking about being in him yesterday.
Yeah.
Because you are in him, you have everything that's in him.
Amen, amen.
See, whatever is in him, and if you're in that, that's what you part of. You're in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it.
Amen.
So if there's love in him, then you got love. If that's being victorious is in him, you're victorious. There's no weakness, brothers and sisters. You're strong in the Lord because you're in him.
Thank you, Lord.
You have obtained this inheritance because you have been, you are in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things have to work together for your good because you're in him.
Mm-hmm.
So we can praise God for his glory.
Yes, amen.
Because we're trusting in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This is God's plan, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our focus need to be in the hope that is in Christ Jesus.
Say that.
Yeah. That has to become the focus.
Yeah.
But I just want to encourage everybody to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Just be strong in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you how to be strong by confessing. We may pick this up tomorrow right there because there's so much to unpack.
All right. Amen.
Thank you for reading that. Listen, brothers and sisters, you have to know you're part of his redemptive work. And if that's the case, then you're a child. You're a son of God. You're more than just a child. You're a son.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if that's the case, you win. But you got to stay strong in it. You can't put the uniform on because then you can take it off. So you have to be strong in it. That's why I began this broadcast by telling you those people over there in
Ukraine.
Thank you, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Those people over there in Ukraine, they fighting in an awesome battle to the point that those Russians that took off their uniform, pretty much. They put down their weapons. They ain't even fighting now. So you got all them beautiful uniform on, but they done put it down. So I don't want that to happen to us as Christians. I want Ephesians 6 to be a reality to you. 6 and 10. To be strong in that. That's why the Lord said, you be strong in me now and in my stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, see, those guys, they put on that uniform, but they're not strong in it. Because if they were, they would be determined. They'll stay, they'll keep it no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, that's why I keep telling you, man, this 10th verse is awesome. I mean, it's good to want to jump to the 11th verse, but if you don't get that, what you need in the situation room, no matter what, wherever you go, don't you take that uniform off.
Amen.
Don't you let them weapons go. No matter. You stand, and when you've done all to stand, stand there for. Having your loins girded about with truth. And having the breastplate of righteousness. See, let me tell you, brother and sister, the last thing you want to do is get in the middle of the battle and take your uniform off.
Amen.
You're dishonoring yourself. You're dishonoring your country. It's like all that training, everything you do. But you got to get that. But you got to say, be strong in this, like America. You got to be strong in the things of America. Know that we will win this war, no matter what. See, but you got to be strong in that.
Amen. Amen.
Does anyone have anything they'd like to share? Just press 1.
Amen. And Pastor, from the New Living Translation, Ephesians 10 and verse 6 says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Amen.
And you said that's in where now?
From the New Living Translation. Ephesians 6:10. It says the final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
Amen. A final word. See, they're getting ready to send them to battle now.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to go to battle. But before you go, I need to have this final word with you.
Mm-hmm.
You mothers, I know y'all are familiar with that.
Yes.
Johnny, make sure you bring. Let me have one final word with you. Mm-hmm. Watch out for your little sister. Watch out for your little brother. Final word with you. All y'all probably got y'all own famous final words. Final word. Make sure you're in this house before 11 o'clock. Final word. I got to get, see, that's instruction. That's instruction from a skillful, experienced individual.
Yes, amen.
Because they know the danger in that. So I got to give you some final words.
Amen.
Final words. Take this power that you got and stay in this power because it's of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to get your strength from. It's mighty. Yeah. Final words. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes. Amen.
See, don't just be so quick to put on this uniform. Get that final word first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anyone else? And thank you so much, Pastor, for that. I appreciate the